Well, hello and welcome to Muni for Your Money, the Reverse Mortgage Show. I'm Kathy Muni from Silverleaf Mortgage, and I'm so glad that you are listening in today. I'm joined in the studio by Matt Witt, the President and Operations Manager at Silverleaf. Matt, thanks for being here.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having me on your show.
You know, it's just a great opportunity. Every week we get to share the truth about reverse mortgages with people because so many people think things that are not true. Like I had a guy that just this week that called and said, well, if I do a reverse mortgage, then the bank takes my house, right, when I die. Well, no, the bank doesn't ever take your house. The house is owned by, you know, the owner and never the property of the bank.
Kathy, we hear that all the time. That is the silliest thing that somewhere started years and years ago. I had a client up in Brighton, and he said the same thing. He said, well, after this is done, it won't matter anyways because the bank will own the home. And I said, no, the bank won't own. This is your home. You're taking a small loan or a line of credit against it, just like a regular mortgage. It'll be secured to your home. But you still own it. You're on the deed of trust. You're the owner. So as your property appreciates, that appreciation is yours. So you stay in your house for 10 years and you decide to sell, all that appreciation, especially with, you know, today's positive Colorado real estate market, that's all yours. You can sell at any time, but the bank never owns your home. They never get on the title. It's always yours.
Right. That's so true. And I was speaking with a couple earlier, and they were under the impression that somehow there would be nothing there for the children. And so if they did the reverse mortgage, this would be a bad thing. But you know what? Their kids encouraged them to go ahead and do the reverse mortgage to pay off their mortgage that was in place, they're making payments on, because they knew that mom and dad were kind of struggling, you know, fixed income, but continuing to have to make a mortgage payment that goes up periodically because taxes go up, homeowners insurance goes up, and it's kind of all rolled in there. So the kids were saying, Mom, Dad, just go ahead and do this and have free up some extra income. Now, the mortgage, the homeowner's insurance and the taxes have to continue to be paid, of course, but they're not going to pay that principal and interest anymore. And I just thought it was pretty neat that it was the kids saying, Mom, Dad, this is a good thing. Do it.
Well, I love that topic because we run into that topic a lot. There's lots of dynamics in everybody's family and different families. And kind of overwhelmingly, what I see over the years, as mom and dad get older into their mid-70s or 80s, they still may have a mortgage payment. You know, if you refinanced, if you're watching TV these days and you see John Elway and all the different endorsements on TV to refinance, and you're 55 and you refinance, that means you have a mortgage payment until you're 85. So sometimes we run into seniors who at 75, they're well into retirement, they're struggling, that mortgage payment is strangling them because everything else around them went up. Their prescription medication went up, their auto and their transportation went up, their telephone went up, their utilities went up, everything went up, but their fixed income, their Social Security. So later in life, as mom and dad struggle a little bit, it's hard to ask their children for help. So at 75 and 80, when you know the mortgage payment is feeling like it's strangling, it's hard to go to your son and daughter and say, can I have $200 a month or $300 a month or $400 a month? I need some help. So it's a blessing that there is the reverse mortgage for these retirees where they have extra equity in their home. They can draw against it. They can refinance and pay off that mortgage, not have that mortgage payment. That extra check that they're writing to the mortgage company that gets to stay in savings each month. So it's a real blessing not to have to put the burden on your children, but to take care of it and do it with a reverse mortgage.
That's right. And, you know, I was helping a couple get signed up for the reverse mortgage. And the reason they were doing it is because the wife's father had done a reverse mortgage many years ago, and he passed away recently. And they were, what they decided to do as a family was sell the home and keep the rest of the equity. It worked out so well. They were blessed by it. It had blessed the elderly gentleman, her father, who was able to live for many, many years without a mortgage payment. And now she's like, you know what? My husband and I are going to do this because they're over 62. I think actually the husband might be in his 70s and she may still be in her 60s, maybe 68 or something. But it made sense to them because they'd seen it in action and it really worked and was a help to their family.
You know, Kathy, we are Silver Leaf Mortgage. We are a local Colorado corporation. We're just located right over at the streets of South Glen, a university in Arapahoe Road. You can stop over and say hi to myself or Kathy at any time. We'd love to see you and say hi. We're right in the mall area. But as a local company, we get to meet all of our clients. So as a listener, if you call in and you want some more information about a reverse mortgage, we come out and make house calls and make sure that it's the right decision for you and your family. You know, overwhelmingly, the decision to take out a reverse mortgage is a very personal decision. It's not a decision where you ask all of your friends and you take, you know, the best consensus. Your financial situation is very different than your friends, your neighbors, somebody that you know down the street or somebody that you know out in California. They may have lots more income than you do. They may have a different retirement income structure. You may have just Social Security. They may have military income and other sources of income. Your house may be paid off. Maybe theirs isn't. There's all kinds of factors that go into why it's very personal for you and if it's right for you. So if you have some questions about a reverse mortgage, it doesn't cost anything. Give Kathy a call. She'll go over the program. And if you think that you want to move to the next step, Kathy will come out and make house calls and come out and see you and make sure it's right for you.
That's right, Matt. So give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni with Silver Leaf Mortgage. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. And you may have seen in a lot of the community newspapers around the last couple of weeks and an ongoing every week, you're going to see an ad for me and Silverleaf Mortgage in your local paper. So the phone number will be there as well.
That is right. Ladies and gentlemen, Kathy is now famous. She's in all of the newspapers around Denver. So if you ever get a chance to stop by our office, definitely come in and say hi to Kathy.
We'd love to have you do that. Matt, a lot of my clients are doing reverse mortgages because there is an older husband and a younger wife, and that older husband often wants to be sure that the wife will be taken care of. You know, when he passes away, her income will be cut. And if there's a mortgage in place, then that can really be a strapping situation for the wife. She might even have to sell the home that she loves just because she can't pay all the bills and so on. So a number of my clients are doing a reverse mortgage because it eliminates the mortgage payment and it assures that the younger spouse will be able to stay in the home as long as he or she chooses. Sometimes it's the husband who's younger, but it makes a safe situation. And a lot of times there's enough equity for a line of credit. And the line of credit is a money that's available should the people want it. They don't have to take it, but if they leave it and let it grow, it's going to increase or grow at a guaranteed about 5% a year. Most retirement accounts are not guaranteed. So in these situations I'm thinking of, there's enough equity for this line of credit, this safety net. And so the older spouse knows that if something happens, the younger spouse can stay in the house without a mortgage payment, have access to money if it's needed, and remain, you know, comfortably situated in their forever home. So it just makes a great deal of sense to look into the options.
It sure does. Kathy, that's planning ahead, and that is really good. And we see that in every home that we go into where there's a husband and wife, that one is aging at a different rate than the other. And in my family, my father is aging faster than my mother. They're the same age, but working over the years, he's just aging faster. So I know that my father will probably pass on much earlier than my mom will. And so a reverse mortgage may be and probably will be the right tool for them at some point in time. So when dad's gone, mom is protected and she can stay in the house forever. Mom's probably going to live another 20 or 25 years. And I know she's going to want to stay in her home, in her neighborhood with all of her friends until the very end of time. And so it's a great planning tool for spouses.
It is. And, you know, I don't want to give the impression that the only people who can benefit from a reverse mortgage is a married couple, because we deal with widows and widowers and unmarried folks all the time. And it's often an excellent choice for them as well, because they also need the security of knowing they can stay in their home as long as they choose to. They have the safety net of the line of credit. Some folks opt to have a monthly income stream. So they want to know that they can plan on, you know, $500, $1,000, $1,200 a month that's going to come to them every month like a paycheck for the rest of their lives. It all depends on the numbers, of course. But some people want to be able to count on that, and they know that it will replace their income that they're earning at the moment, but they want to retire. So they're looking at a reverse mortgage to help them to bridge that time from working right now and into retirement where they're not going to be working.
That's right. Kathy, you know, all of our listeners can remember back before they retired, when they were working full-time, had a full-time income. It was very easy back then, when you had a full-time income, to go to the bank and borrow money. Then after retirement, and now you're on a fixed income, it is almost impossible to go to the bank and borrow money. Your income is a lot lower than it was when you were working full-time, and banks have guidelines and ratios. And a lot of times, a retired person or couple cannot qualify under those guidelines when they're no longer working full-time. So a bank's not a great place to go if you need money. And into retirement, we know that in the first 10 to 15 years, that our clients, they use a lot of their savings over those first number of years. And they have an IRA, and over time they start to use and they draw down and deplete that IRA. Or they had a 401k and there's requirements where you have to take so much at a certain age and it depletes your 401k. And all of a sudden, now you're 15 years into retirement and you have Social Security. But you also have this huge piggy bank that's your home, but you can't go to the bank and get access to some of that money in the home. The reverse mortgage was designed by FHA and HUD to allow a retired homeowner, 62 and above, to access that equity. So it's a great tool when you're in your later years of retirement to help get some money to make life a little bit easier. And you're still going to have equity for your children, people in your will, but if life is tough right now and you're struggling, then it could be the right tool to make life a little bit easier.
That's right, Matt. It's absolutely something that everyone should look into. Give me a call, Kathy Muni at Silverleaf Mortgage. My number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. And you should just, you know, call for the information. There's no pressure, no obligation, but you owe it to yourself and your family to sort of know your options, right? Everyone should know their options and then make a wise decision. So just circling back to the basics of a reverse mortgage, at least one of the folks on title has to be 62 years of age and older. It has to be a primary residence. So you can have a second home or a third home or an RV or anything you want, but the home on which you're doing the reverse mortgage is your primary residence. It's kind of where you live 6 months and a day of the year, and you can travel and everything. It's not as though it has to be consecutive days. We can do a reverse mortgage on a regular home, single family residence, 2 to 4 units if you're living in one of those. A condominium that's FHA approved. And you know what? Now Silverleaf Mortgage can even do condominiums that are not FHA approved. So that could be you. I've talked to many people over the years to this point who've been so disappointed because their condominium complex was not FHA approved for whatever reason. Often it's just that the management company or the homeowners association just doesn't want to take the time to do the paperwork. So we can help in two ways. We can either help you get your complex approved through the system, or we can help you with a reverse mortgage for a condominium that's not FHA approved. You might have a townhome. You might have a hobby farm up to 25 acres, a modular home, a manufactured home. We can do it all. And so call for the information.
That's right. So Kathy, Silverleaf Mortgage, we are reverse mortgage experts. For the last number of years, it's all that we've done are reverse mortgages. We know reverse mortgages in and out. We are truly the experts in town. We're one of the largest reverse mortgage lenders in Colorado. So if you have questions on a reverse, don't call another loan officer who does purchase loans and maybe one reverse every 3 or 4 months. Call us because we can give you the right information for your scenario and for your circumstance. You know, we run into so many homeowners where their homes need some type of repairs. Mm-hmm. It's when you get into retirement, it's very easy when you're in your 50s and 60s to go out and paint things here and there and fix a broken siding and all of that stuff. Then all of a sudden you retire and you're in your 70s, maybe in your mid and late 70s, and it makes it tougher and tougher to keep up with the deck and the siding and the paint and all of the things around the house and on the inside. So we know that seniors have deferred maintenance on their home. They haven't been able to paint it in a while. So we come out and we'll do an evaluation. And we'll tell you what the appraiser wants to see before he actually comes out. So if there are some deficiencies in your home, you have some areas of chipping and peeling paint, maybe you don't have a smoke detector or a carbon monoxide detector, maybe you don't have a special outlet plug near your kitchen sink in case your appliance falls into the water, maybe some of your carpet's torn up. All of those things will give you a recommendation on what needs to be repaired before the appraiser comes out. And this is really important. All national lenders and most local lenders will just send an appraiser to your house and you get what you get. And all of a sudden you get an appraisal that you spend $650 and you get an appraisal that comes back and it says you need repairs before you can close. And the repairs can be $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Well, all of a sudden you're stuck and you probably can't move ahead. Well, we'll come out, we'll generate this plan, we'll put you in touch with a five-star Colorado contractor who will come over and do the work, we'll oversee the work so you don't have to take on that stress. And they'll do all of those things that the appraiser will want to see done before closing. So one, you don't have to worry about an appraisal not coming in with repairs. And two, it gives you a higher value. When an appraiser comes out and all of the maintenance is done, your house shows better and you get more in an appraised value. So that's the one thing that separates Silverleaf Mortgage from all of our competition is we take a very active role in helping you get your house ready so you can get the highest value and the most money.
That's right. And I think that that is just an amazing thing, really. No other lender, even a local lender, will do that, help you get the work done. And these contractors will wait until after closing to be reimbursed. And it's a fantastic thing. It has worked well for so many people, really helped them. There would be no way many of these homes could pass that FHA appraisal without our help. And so folks have been very blessed by that. And it makes us happy because then we see some great outcomes, higher, as you said, higher appraised value, and then homes that are clean and healthy and refurbished and great for the next 20 years for the folks.
Kathy, we love to tell stories, and we don't tell enough stories on the radio, so I'll tell a couple stories. So we had a recent client up in Brighton, and they needed a couple things. They needed a closet in their second bedroom. In order to get the right value for your home, a bedroom needs a closet. So the contractors helped them build a beautiful closet. The exterior had chipping and peeling paint, and it was really important to go mitigate that chipping and peeling paint before the appraiser came out. So they painted parts of the exterior that needed it. There was some other drywall that needed some work. And most importantly, there were no smoke detectors, no carbon monoxide detectors, and he didn't have the proper electrical plug by his sink. And those are very serious safety items. So our contractors helped him do and did this work. The appraiser went out. He got a raving appraisal with a much higher value than we had all anticipated. And this is what we do for our clients. I'll tell another one real quick. It was just one that finished up 2 weeks ago. We went over to meet the gentleman, and this was a referral that came in from one of the big national lenders that said, Our guys don't want to touch it. It needs some repairs. Would you guys go help this client? Of course we do. We would love to help every client. So we went out. He had a stucco home, needed a full exterior paint. So we gave him brand new paint and trim paint, and it was just the cutest little house. Inside, he needed a few things. And by the time the appraiser came out, it was just... the house was just as cute as a button, and it got a very good appraisal. And these are the things that we will do that a national lender, if you call and they're out of California or Arizona, or you get calls from New York and all over, they can't do that. So don't do business from somebody in New York. We will make sure that we have the best rates and closing costs. Give us a shot. And we'll come out and help you with your home and get it ready for the appraisal.
That's right, Matt. Give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. I wanted to tell a story, Matt, because I got a call. We often say if you've been turned down by another lender, call us. Or maybe you've been turned down, you don't even know why sometimes. Sometimes it is because that appraisal has come back needing repairs. And your lender that you were working with isn't going to say, oh, I'll come and help you get all that done. We'll pay for that. No, they don't do it. So the folks are just turned down. So I always say, give us a call if that's your situation. Well, this lady did. She's a listener to the radio, and she called because she had been in a working with some guy who knows how few loans, reverse mortgages he does. But he had taken her all the way through the process. She paid for her appraisal. She paid for counseling. All the stress involved, you know, for her wondering what's going to happen, gets to the end, and he says, oh, I'm sorry, we can't do the loan for these reasons. It's like, really? Are you kidding me? So she called, and I already know from just speaking with her and what the issues were that absolutely Silverleaf can do this loan. So I'll be going out to help her. She has a stick-built modular home. It's beautiful. Just, you know, it's going to be no problem at all to help her with this. So
that's great.
I'm so pleased that she called.
Two recent loans, I'll give you a quick story. Both needed full roofs. One, we picked up a loan from another lender. They sent an appraiser out. The roof was bad, and it required $13,000 to cure the roof or they wouldn't do the loan. So this lender naturally just didn't do the loan. Fortunately, we picked it up and we helped the client get a new roof. On a second project, we knew that the client needed a roof. So I want to give a shout out to Joel Lucius at Colorado Construction. Joel did the roofing on our home in Highlands Ranch. I give him 5 stars. He's the best of the best. But Joel went out to these 2 families, gave them a new roof, knowing that he may not get paid, and that if he did get paid, it would be 30 days to 45 days down the road after the loan was finished. But he knew that these homeowners needed help, sent his crew out there, went and met with the clients personally. They both got brand new roofs. They closed, and everything went well. Kathy is giving me Joel's phone number. So if you need any type of roofing, Joel Lucius, who's a veteran of our military forces at Colorado Construction, is one of the best. Phone number 720-210-4618. 720-210-4618. Joel, we just gave you a free plug on the radio, so I hope you get a couple new clients. But thank you very much for helping these clients and not charging them up front and taking the risk that he would get paid down the road. So, Joel, thank you very much.
Yes, he's a wonderful guy, wonderful company, and just dovetails and works so well with what Silverleaf Mortgage does in helping people to get their house ready for the appraisal. We are just about out of time. I'm so glad you joined us this week. Have a wonderful upcoming week, and God bless.